And I felt again his smile, as I did when he was mine, on the bank of moss upon the other shore. The sun, it fell like golden rain, as if I held his heart again. And I'd like to be with him. But the distance is too great between the shores. Now I'll lie upon that mossy bank no more.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
That was just our lovely Ducks Unlimited Canada, as always. And before that, we were listening to Miranda Martini singing The Bank of Moss Upon the Other Shore. So with those past four songs, oh, and also this is CGSF 90.1, and this is Katie. Yeah, wait, let's take care of some business here. And also, yeah, don't forget to listen to the Arts Magazine tonight at 8 to listen to what you're going to do this weekend on, like, yeah, just hear about all the good music and stuff. Okay, so that last, those last four songs in Eric's Alien Journey to Earth. So we started with Rain Shadow by Pallas Oaks, which is when he's just taking in these marshlands that he's landed in. And then we go to The Ocean by Whitney Kay. And Whitney Kay talks about the ocean in such a cool way. He talks about, like, the death and life in the ocean, and we all go back to the ocean. So I think that Eric finds some comfort in the ocean, because it's just something that anyone can understand, just that. I don't know, just I've always loved how the ocean is just so disgusting but so beautiful all at the same time. And I think that Eric would really appreciate that. And another thing he appreciates is peas. So the next song was Miranda Martini, Peas, brackets, My Favorite Thing. And so I'm imagining that Eric stumbles upon a garden and he discovers what peas are, and he opens up a pea pod. And so then he just really enjoys, like, he's like, how is there a thing inside of a thing? It blows his mind. Because I've always liked to, whenever I'm in nature, I always like to imagine I'm an alien, just me personally. And I feel like it makes everything just look so much more beautiful. Like, ferns just look so wild when you imagine you're an alien. So I think Eric would be looking at just all this beautiful, lush nature and all these peas and just be so amazed. And then after that was another song by Miranda Martini, the same lady. She's a really great artist from Calgary. And the next one was The Bank of Moss Upon the Other Shore. So I think this song is about when you lose your loved one to death. But in this story, it's about, so Eric sees his girlfriend, that his alien girlfriend that, like, ran away from him. He sees her on the other side of the shore. But he can't reach her, and he doesn't know how to reach her. He doesn't know about swimming. And he just starts to feel that the earth is far too vast to ever reunite with his lost alien girlfriend. But so then the next song we have is Beauty 62 by Hand Habits. And this is going to be about him wondering what to do with all of this beauty that he's been led to. It's there, you know, like, what's left? How can he enjoy it just as his own person, just, or as his own alien encountering this earth? So he's kind of just trying to move on from Susan the alien. So listen. Thank you.
coffee, watching you welcome us. That untouchable feeling, impossible color of your hair, shiny, shiny silver threads. I'll follow you anywhere.
Beauty now. So that's what we do. two things I now wish I had never seen. We smoked weed out of a Pepsi can, lying around under a Christmas tree.
Because I want to know. I don't think you owe me anything at all. But if I say that, I run the risk of being strange. I guess I abilities to make things strange.
How Are You by Grublin from their new album Frendo. Okay, this is CGSF 90.1 FM, and this is the musical alien journey of Eric and Susan, who used to live together on their space junk, and then Susan left him to go to Earth, and then Eric followed after, feeling lost, feeling scared, then looking at the beauty of the Earth. And so now you're all caught up, and then the last three songs are, so we had Beauty 62, him just appreciating the beauty of the Earth, or trying to at least figure out how, and then after that, so months later, we have Fish Pepsi by Wednesday, also awesome band, by the way. MJ Lenderman was in it at some point, and they're also coming here in April for, like, I think only $50, so keep an eye out on Wednesday, but, in the story, Wednesday, so the song Fish Pepsi is Eric runs into Susan. They finally are reconnected, and Eric is just talking about all these memories they had together. But Susan does not recognize Eric because they're both disguised as humans. You know, Eric can only recognize her because he just still has that love for her, but she doesn't anymore. And so him trying to get her to remember him doesn't work. So next he asks, "How are you?" which is the song we just listened to, "How Are You" by Grublin. But it's just so weird because they just don't know each other anymore, and they're like lost in this translation. And like, even though he has crossed space and time to find her and they're finally together, and just they just can't even talk anymore. And so next we're listening to Eric's Eyes by Good Flying Birds. This is the song. This is literally about Eric the alien. And so this song is kind of like Susan's response to Eric, and it's kind of like just like glib and aloof. And I find like in this song it's kind of hard to hear the lyrics the whole time, except for in the chorus where it's just Eric's eyes. So I feel like it's, you know, Susan's still like, she's detached from him, like she doesn't really want to see him again, but she does have this like memory of his eyes. So Eric's eyes is kind of like her response to, you know, Eric trying to tell her all this connection that they have together that she doesn't even remember. And also, how scary would that be? Imagine if you're Susan and you went through all this journey from your space junk to Earth, and then some dude just like starts telling you your memories, but you don't even remember them. So, and it makes me wonder, what if Eric has just been on Earth so long that he's just gotten so lonely that he sees someone that just somewhat reminds him of Susan? It's not even the real Susan. You don't know. That's the beauty of storytelling. But anyways, this is Eric's Eyes by Good Flying Birds. We're listening to CGSF 90.1.
Thank you.
Just Savo Beecher by Rec Center, Vancouver band, and you can still hear the sounds of the beach. It's so immersive. Yeah, Savo Beach is a place in Ontario, Canada, too, so we got that Canada representation. But yeah, this is CDSF 90.1. This has been the Katie Open Mic, following Eric's journey from space to Earth, and then maybe back to space again. So we got this story going on where, you know, he followed his girlfriend, didn't work out, and then he's now just kind of, you know, he's a Sable Beacher. He's just floating through the sea, not sure of where he'll go next. And, you know, the sea, I think in the story, the sea and the sky and like the sea and outer space kind of are mirror image of images of each other. So it's kind of, maybe he's gonna find a new underwater world. And, you know, it's just kind of this thing where it's like, with him being lost on Earth, it's just like being lost in space, just roaming aimlessly and endlessly. But I think he'll find some great joys on this planet Earth, especially as an alien, because he can appreciate it so much more. But yeah, it's almost time for our last song. Then after this, we have Department Uno with Connor. I actually listened to it for the first time ever last week. Normally I'm always busy when I'm done my show, but it is so good, you guys. It was really hyping me up. It was some epic punk stuff, so definitely stick around to enjoy that. And then we're gonna leave you off with Three Big Moons brackets bedroom mix by Why Bonnie.
Was a heavy weight in space, took one for the team, took a swan dive into nothing, and a note to my caller said we couldn't save her, dropped down the American flag like it was a favor, walked around a few Earth hours till my feet got sore, found a nice big crater 24 by 24, Houston, we
understand.